This is CPR News. I'm Mike Lamp. More than 600,000 Coloradans have returned their ballots for today's primary election. That's a 16% turnout rate statewide, well behind the numbers at this point in the 2022 and 2000 primaries. And more than half of the voters so far have been 65 years old or older. Our special election night coverage begins this evening at 7. People angry about a recent police shooting in Aurora briefly shut down a city council meeting last night. Kylan Lewis was killed last month while holding a cell phone. Last night, dozens of people carried protest signs into the chamber and chanted a variation on Lewis's last words. It was the second demonstration in 3 days calling for the dismissal of the officer who fired the gun. Aurora is under orders to improve its public safety services after the state attorney general found a pattern of racist policing. No charges will be filed in last year's death of an inmate in the Jefferson County Jail. Ashley Raisbeck was going through detox in December when she became unresponsive and died. She had told deputies she was a regular user of fentanyl and methamphetamine. The Jefferson County coroner said her death was from natural causes, and on Monday a district attorney cleared the sheriff's deputies involved in the case. Denver is planning to install more automated speed cameras on two of the city's most dangerous roads, Federal Boulevard and Alameda Avenue. Mayor Mike Johnston says it's part of a bigger push to eliminate traffic deaths and serious injuries.
The single most effective way to have people not speed is to have them know they'll be accountable for speeding, as well as creating the ecosystem that makes it easier to not speed. And I understand that. I have sped before, and I have been held accountable for it before, and I changed my behavior as a result.
Denver officials say they will add more speed limit signs and re-time traffic lights to encourage slower speeds, but they don't plan to try to lower speed limits right now. This is CPR News.